On November 30th, 1970, Apple releases George Harrison's third album, All Things Must Pass. It's put out just in time for Christmas, something the Beatles had failed to do for several years, and in doing so, it sold very well. The price was high because of the three records, but people bought it in the millions, and George made a literal fortune. The album was produced by Phil Spector and has a layered, expansive sound quite different from George's other recorded works.
You see, the good thing with Phil for me was that I've always loved everything, you know, all those Phil Spector records. I always liked that. In fact, some of the things I was producing before my own album, I was sort of trying to figure out how he did all that. So it was good because, first of all, you definitely need, an artist definitely needs somebody in the control booth, because you can spend hours routining a song with musicians and come into the control box and find that it's a terrible sound. So you really need somebody, and ideally you need somebody who's sympathetic to what you know. So Phil was great for that. Phil worked on all the sessions for the basic tracks. I did all the overdubs without him, and then he came back and mixed it with me.
George had said the White Album was too long and should have been only one record. Some critics felt the same about All Things Must Pass. The session people included Klaus Voormann on bass, Ringo, Alan White, and Ginger Baker on drums, Procol Harum's vocalist and singer Gary Brooker, and members of Derek and the Dominoes. Bob Dylan was in during the recording and co-wrote I'd Have You Anytime with George. The session also included Dylan's If Not For You. The most famous track, in more ways than one, was My Sweet Lord, which became a number one hit worldwide and was said to be similar to the Chiffons' He's So Fine.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang. Do-lang, do-lang. He's so fine.
The writers sued and won.
In many ways, a lot of songs sound similar to a lot of other songs. I mean, I wasn't consciously, you know, aware of that at the time, although when the record came out and got a lot of airplay and then people started talking about it, I thought, oh, you know, why didn't I realize, you know? Because, I mean, it would have been dead easy for me just to change a note or so here or there, so I wasn't consciously going out to do that. But I kept trying to say to my lawyers, look, if there's any song that was My Sweet Lord was a cop-off, it was Oh Happy Day, because it was the spirit of that Oh Happy Day. I just loved that record. It was fantastic.
He's so fine.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be mine.
Oh, yeah.
Sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it's not later.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to get together.
Oh, yeah.
The sooner the better.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't wait. I just can't wait to be held in his arms.
I mean, the thing is, for me, I don't feel bad about it, guilty about it, because it'd be different if it was the only tune I ever wrote. I've written enough songs and I've, you know, enough faith in myself, and I know the motive behind writing the song in the first place wasn't to go and steal some tune. So I'm cool.